STR podcasts are made possible through the generous donations of our listeners. To support STR today, go to str.org and click on Donate in the upper right-hand corner.
I want to read to you a quote from Richard Rorty. Rorty was a prominent professor of philosophy. He's taught at schools like Princeton and Stanford. And there's a book entitled Rorty and His Critics. And in chapter one, this is what Rorty says. He says, "We try to arrange things so that students who enter as bigoted, homophobic, religious fundamentalists will leave college with views more like our own. The fundamentalist parents of our fundamentalist students think that the entire, quote, American liberal establishment is engaged in a conspiracy. The parents have a point. Their point is that we liberal teachers no more feel in a symmetrical communication situation when we talk with bigots than do kindergarten teachers talking with their students." Rorty goes on to say this: "When we American college teachers encounter religious fundamentalists, we do not consider the possibility of reformulating our own practices of justification so as to give more weight to the authority of the Christian scriptures. Instead, we do our best to convince these students of the benefits of secularization. So, we are going to go right on trying to discredit you, Christian parent, Christian teacher, youth pastor. We are going to go right on trying to discredit you in the eyes of your children, trying to strip your fundamentalist religious community of dignity, trying to make your views seem silly rather than discussable." Now, parents, educators, youth leaders, Richard Rorty is talking about you. And he says, "As a college professor, when I get your kids, I am trying to arrange things so that when they leave college, their views that may reflect your views, their views will change and they're going to look more like my views, like Richard Rorty's views." And what Rorty is telling us here in a very candid moment, he's telling us that he is intentional about taking down the Christian views of those Christian students who walk into his classroom. He's intentional. And what we as parents, what we as youth leaders and youth pastors and Christian educators need to do is we need to get intentional. And that's what we want to do on this podcast, is be very intentional when it comes to the training of our young people. Now, there's an organization called the Center for Parent and Youth Understanding, cpyu.org. It's a great organization that really helps assessing youth culture. But what CPYU did is they interviewed a number of Christian students, and they wanted to find out how their youth ministries had equipped them for life on the university campus. And there were a couple of testimonies that they had posted online at their website that really summarized what Christian young people discover about their youth ministries after they go off to college. And so you have Gabrielle at Chatham University, and this is what she says. This is her testimony. She says, "I was in several youth groups in high school and unfortunately found that youth group was too soft. We played a lot of games and had a lot of fun retreats, but rarely learned about the fundamentals of faith, why we believe what we believe, and what it is that we do believe. Now that I'm in college, my faith is under constant scrutiny and always being tested by scientific concepts and the secular slant of most universities. I wish I had been equipped with a more solid justification for my faith, knowing how to answer the tough questions, how to respond to arguments, and how to stand firm in what feels like a storm against my spirituality." And what Gabrielle tells us is that the youth ministries that she was a part of were not intentional in equipping her for these challenges. Now, oftentimes, youth ministries aren't even looking that far forward. But we need to. Parents sometimes don't realize when there's when their student is a freshman, parents, that your student is going to be going off to the university in just 3-4 short years. And so we've got to be thinking, okay, what is it they're going to face? What are the challenges that they're going to face? And how do I prepare them to meet those challenges? Well, look, Richard Rorty tells you exactly what he as a college professor wants to do to our students. And so he's got an intentional plan. He's going to strip our churches of their dignity. He is going after our young people. And certainly this is the mindset of a number of college professors. This is the mindset of the atheist club on the university campus. This might be the mindset of the roommate that your student ends up bunking with on the college campus. And so we have got to be intentional. And so what we want to do in this podcast is be intentional and give you some real practical ideas on how to train your young people, how to equip them, really how to make them bulletproof when they go off to college, when they go into the world, as they engage. And of course, it's not just college anymore, but they're getting these challenges in high school. I've got a 15-year-old, and she comes home and she tells me about the different ideas that they're encountering about dealing with evolution, things like global warming, environmentalism, and these kinds of things. And so there's all these ideas that are coming at them. And so we've got to be intentional in equipping them. And so what I've developed as a youth pastor, as a former youth pastor, and as a parent, is I've tried to be intentional with my kids, with my youth group students, and have kind of created a strategy for training. And I've got four steps. And I think you can take these four steps and you can use these in your own setting, whether you're a parent or whether you're a Christian educator or whether you're a youth pastor or youth leader. I think these four steps can be adapted into your particular ministry, into your particular situation. And so here are the four steps. Number one, we have to start with what I call elevation. And that simply means we need to elevate our expectations for young people. I think our expectations in the church for our young people when it comes to knowing what they believe and why they believe it is so low. And therefore, we never, ever challenge our young people to go very deep in their faith. In fact, this may be a general observation about the church as a whole, is that our expectations for the intellect, for the life of the mind in the church is so low. And of course, this trickles down to our young people. And so we've got to start elevating our expectations for them. I remember as a junior high pastor in Southern California, this is what I did. And I would teach my students deep apologetics. I remember teaching junior highers, 7th and 8th graders, the Kalam cosmological argument for God's existence. And yes, I got strange looks from some kids. I'd get parents who were concerned that I was going over their heads. But what I discovered is that as I kept that up, as I continued to hold high expectations for my young people, that they would meet it. They would come up to those expectations. And they actually, my students, I think, felt really respected that I would challenge them, that I would think that they were capable of this. And I have had students who are in my former youth ministry, who I've gotten back in touch with, you know, once they're in college or post college, who have said things like the apologetics that I taught them was one of the best things that I had ever taught them. I remember a junior high schooler who was in my youth group who told me that he had a friend in his junior high who was an atheist. And was challenging him, and this junior high student, when he was in eighth grade, told me, "Yeah, I used the Kalam cosmological argument with them." I about fell out of my seat when I heard that. Look, we've got to elevate our expectations, because students in our youth ministries, in our homes, in our schools, are capable of a lot more than we typically expect from them. So, number one, elevate your expectations. Number two, you got to equip their mind. The training that we offer needs to be deep theology, deep apologetics, philosophy. These are the kinds of things that our young people need. They need to know what they believe, theology. They need to know why they believe it, apologetics and philosophy. And so, yes, there is that classroom training. There is that teaching that we need to do. So that's step two. So we've got to give them the content. But then step three... in the strategy would be engagement. We need to engage them through experiences. So it's not enough to simply, do a talk on arguments for God's existence and end it there. Then we got to figure out ways to get our young people engaged with this argument. So whether it's, role playing with them, whether it's having them, talk to a non-Christian friend that week, taking them out on a college campus and doing surveys, whatever it might be, we've got to figure out ways to get them articulating this stuff. So I teach them in the classroom the argument for God's existence, but then I figure out ways for them to articulate this, to use this in a conversation. And we're going to talk about specific ways to do that. But then step four, the last step would be embodiment. We have to embody what we teach. We have to live this out so that they see it modeled, so they see it in our lives. And it's not just me saying it, but it's also me doing it. And I think those four steps can be adapted into a ministry situation, a youth ministry situation. This can be the strategy that you use in your home as a parent. This is what I do. It's elevation, elevate your expectations, equipping, equip their mind. Step three is engagement, engage them through experiences. And then number four, embodiment, embody what you teach. And I think we've got to be this intentional. And these are four steps that will help you to be intentional so that your young people are ready for the Richard Rohrdies who are out there and waiting for them. And that's what the Bulletproof Podcast is going to do, is we're going to help cash this out for you. What's it look like to elevate expectations, to equip their mind, to engage them in experiences, and to embody what we teach. So I look forward to spending week after week with you, equipping you to train youth to be bulletproof. This is Brett Kunkel.
You've been listening to Stand to Reason. Our podcasts and radio program are made possible by friends of this ministry through their generous support. You can support STR by making a gift online at str.org.